We are reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Madhya Lila, chapter 23, text 278. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ati Manohara Yasha Sutra Var Sadeya Hidaya Shobhe Ebuje Anantahoy Gunavanta Rahila Parasalobhe. An enchanting Brahmin thread adorned his chest, which was filled with compassion. It appeared that the glorious Ananta had assumed the form with a desire to touch the Lord. Omigana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasude Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. So greetings from New Jersey. And we'll continue. I had a really nice morning, but didn't have time to prepare. And basically, I think we're just going to continue because the basic theme is there. It wants to somehow communicate to you the ecstasy of that first Nagar Kirtan or city Kirtan, where the spontaneous devotion of the devotees coming together in Sankirtan, a devotional community, had an impetus to explode beyond the walls, the confines of Srivasa's Thakur's house and into the street. And there's a description. I'm actually marveling because, you know, this is all poetry. So poetry is very powerful. When I grew up, there was a famous sociologist called Marshall McLuhan. He wrote a book called The Medium is the Message. So one thing is you get the content, but the medium really has an effect. And he described hot and cold mediums. Cold mediums is where the medium just acts upon you passively, like television. I guess we have an English phrase, I don't know if people in other countries, where someone just comes home from work and they just sits in their chair and watches television. We call it a couch potato somehow. And the other is a hot medium where you have to activate yourself, like reading a book. And poetry, because the meaning is often indirect, or at least it's subtle, like in the Bhagavatam, etc. You know, things are said, but you have to figure them out and what they mean. And so it really absorbs you. But to do it in poetry, it's a higher difficulty of expression, because you're limited by the rhyme, you're limited by the meter. So it really takes a lot to really write. This is a biography, to write a biography in poetry. But again and again and again, he's saying the same thing in different ways, because what any type of writing or art is inspiration, perspiration, inspiration. Satsrup Maj once told me that. All writing or art begins with initial inspiration. Then what art is recreating that inspiration so you can communicate it to the audience to feel the same thing. So that's what Krishnadas Kaviraj, that's what Vrindavan Das Thakur is doing. But with indition in spiritual literature, it's developing the right mood, because it's not just ink and paper, it's the message of Krishna. It is being, it is personal, it can reciprocate. It's almost like a person waiting to speak to you or confide in you when you're attentive and you have the right attitude. So what's being described here is this incredible kirtan, unlimited madangas, ecstatic devotees lighting the sky with torches in a particular mood of devotional protest, against the Chankazi, who stopped the kirtan. Lord Chaitanya is setting that mood. But within that protest is this absorption in the holy name that creates a certain presence of Krishna and ecstasy that takes one really way beyond the political field. And Lord Chaitanya is dancing through the groups. And his beauty is described. Ajanu Lambita Bujo, his arms hang down to his knees. They're symptoms of an auspicious personality, and Lord Chaitanya had them. Very tall. Ajanu Lambita Bujo Kanikavitaro. With his golden dhoti, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, he's the father of Sankirtan. Ajanu Lambito Bujo Kanikavitaro, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, Kamalaya Taksho. And he has beautiful lotus eyes. Vishvambaro Dwijavaro. But this is the maintainer of the whole universe, in the form of the most excellent Brahmin, Vishvambaro, Devaro, Yugadharmapalo, Jagat Karanavatara. And he's so merciful. So Lord Chaitanya is dancing with flowers, decorated his beautiful hair, and they're like arrows of beauty that go into your heart. We know that Krishna is Keshava. And Keshava means one who increases the hair, is one thing, because he decorates his hair, Krishna, because when one sees it, it gives them bliss and causes them liberation and gives them the impetus to give up the material world. So Lord Chaitanya's hair is also very beautiful. This is before he took sannyas. And the scenery is auspicious. There's a ways to invoke auspiciousness, just like the science of Vastu, how a house is created. Science of space and how it affects consciousness. And there's a science of decoration that affects consciousness and creates hope and creates enthusiasm. And the whole place is decorated. Every house is with ghee lamps and mango twigs and ashok leaves and so Lord Chaitanya, and it's being described. And then, of course, there's great kirtaniers, great kirtan dancers, throngs and throngs of people. The demigods come to see it, which is, there's a, they have a higher level of communication. So the demigods can understand what's happening in the universe. And they have the ability to appear there, but they never touch the ground of earth. That's not for the demigods, but they can hover above. But if they want, they can come also. So they came, and they came just as ordinary Vaishnavas, not as the controller. Because Vaishnav values service. Vaishnav values service more than anything else. Bhadram te, the most auspicious thing is service. Not to be served. Therefore, when Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan, he wanted to go alone. He didn't want to go with his followers putting him in the center. Therefore, also, a guru has to be very careful that his main identification is as a disciple of his guru and not as a guru of his disciples. He shouldn't have that abhiman, that conception. He should look at his disciples as another service given by his one's guru to help enlighten them. Anyway, it's a beautiful scene, and as we hear it, we should also smell the scene, smell the fragrance of the flowers. We should hear the madangas and the different instruments. And here it's continuing the description of Lord Chaitanya that he has a Brahmin thread. Dvijavaro, he's the most excellent of the Brahmins. Mishra is a common Brahmin family. His father is Jagannath Mishra. So he comes from that family. And it's interesting, the Brahmin thread is described as glorious Ananta. Ananta means Balaram, but it's also an incarnation of Balaram. And we know that Balaram is a Saivatur Godhead, that he actually appears as Krishna's abode and Krishna's house and Krishna's bed and Lord Chaitanya's Brahmin thread. So Ananta, Balaram, wants to be close to Lord Chaitanya when he's singing and to touch the Lord. We want to have contact. The main contact is the energy of love. We want to have contact. I was reading this morning, yesterday, pairing for Radhastami, I was reading the Rasa dance. And it was very ecstatic reading about the Rasa dance, but when Krishna blew his flute, The contact, it's coming up in different ways, because also when Krishna blew his flute coming back from the forest, that sound and communication of acceptance, that connection creates the energy of love which we want to immerse ourselves in. That's the goal. The goal is love, and we want that energy. We want to feel that energy. We want to feel that energy when we see the deities, when we chant the holy name, and we should pray for that connection. And don't be disappointed if it's not fully manifest. We've been in this material world since time immemorial. But we have hope because Krishna is mercy. And Rupa Goswami says that hope gives us pain. And what's the pain? Because when you hope and you want mercy, you really have to reflect. Because mercy is undeserved kindness, you have to reflect on your lack of qualification. Bhakti springs from that feeling of a lack of qualification. Bhakti doesn't come from the narcissistic heart of one who feels they're entitled, that they're God's gift to the world. So anyway, Ananta wants that contact. And it also described that the Brahman thread was full of compassion. I really haven't cracked that code, how the Brahman thread is full of compassion. But I do know in studying Srimati Radharani that she's Mahabhav Sarup. She is the form of Mahabhav, of the highest love for Krishna. And within love must be compassion, otherwise the heart closes. Love means a soft heart. It's bhakti when it's reflected towards God, and it's compassion when it's reflected towards the living entities. But the main thing is that open heart must be there. And Radharani, who is the personification of love, to please Krishna, she's manifest for the pleasure of Krishna. So she has jewels and she has ornaments, and they're non-different than her. They're non-different than her body. Her body is, I love you, Krishna. This is for your happiness and pleasure, and our ornaments are the same way. So there's a certain spiritual element there to the Brahman thread. Nityananda Chandra and the son of Madhava, Madhavananda, Madhava Nandana, the son of Madhava Mishra, which is Gadadhar Pandit, were on either side of the Lord. This is Panchatattvas. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasa Devor Bhaktivinoda. So they're on the side. And they're performing kirtan. And again, the Lord is looking at them and smiling, reaffirming his pleasure, which is their pleasure. And that's the whole key with bhakti. Love in general, happiness is the pleasure of your beloved. And we should have that to some extent. We should have relationships that the happiness of the person we love gives us greater joy than our own happiness. We should have that. We should cultivate that. That should be the nature of our hearts. On seeing those wonderful pastimes, everyone was overwhelmed with ecstasy. They all looked at one another and exclaimed, Haribo. So this is shared bliss. Shared bliss is a wonderful feeling. This is Sankirtan. So everyone was overwhelmed with ecstasy. They were all experiencing the same thing. And it's great to have a shared experience with someone. it's really great to have a shared experience with someone, a good experience. You remember the time? You know, Endra's biography is coming out. And I was involved with that as the spiritual advisor. Wasn't easy. But there's one scene where Iendra Prabhu goes to Radha Kund for the midnight bath, and the kirtan took off to other levels. And people reminisce. Do you remember that? You too experienced a level of ecstasy that I've never experienced before. Yes, me too. Me too. Nityananda always knew what form the Lord's ecstasy was taking. When the Lord was about to fall, Nityananda stretched his arms out to support him. So when you have love for someone and you serve someone, you have an entrance into their desires, because without knowing someone's desires, you can't serve them. So a good servant, he knows exactly what the master wants. The master reveals that to him or her. It's also intuitive. One sees that. It comes in the heart. So Nityananda is the servant to Godhead. So he knows Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. And he has to be aware, because sometimes his ecstasy takes really strange forms. Like he jumps high in the air and then he collapses in ecstasy, but it's dangerous. So he's there to stretch out his arms in support. Mahaprabhu grabbed Nityananda and sat down in the posture of Virasana. In a joyful mood, he then slapped his left side, smiled, and chanted, Hari, Hari. And here from the quote from the Shastra, it says, Virasana is a sitting posture for sadhaka, is almost like crossing your legs, but that's how it's used here. Now what happens is, and we have this through the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya is God taking the form of his devotee to experience the highest ecstasy, which is love of Godhead. But he's also God, so sometimes he's both. So he manifests that. And sometimes in ecstasy, he loses himself, and that happens. So here, this is what happens. And he begins to declare that he's Narayan, and that I killed Kamsa, and I became known as the enemy of Kamsa, and I'm Vamanadeva, these are all pastimes in the Bhagavatam of the incarnation. I'm Vamanadeva, and I deceive Bali, and I'm Ram, the king of the Raghu dynasty, who built a bridge over the Indian Ocean to kill Ravana. And he's just like roaring this out loud. And everyone's hearing this. I am Narayan, I am Ram, I am Vamana. And all four directions he's looking. Vrindavan Das Thakur comments, who can understand the truth of his inconceivable glories? In the very next moment, he would take a straw between his teeth and beg for devotional service while calling out, O Lord, O Lord. And then he manifests, because he's both God and his best devotee at the same time. So he manifests the mood of a devotee who is not the enjoyer, but the enjoyed, in a very very, very, very humble mood, taking a straw between his teeth, and therefore calling out, "Oh Lord, oh Lord," because you can't call out without humility. And therefore, because bhakti is in the vocative, the Maha Mantra is in the vocative, in the literal translation is, "O Radha, O Krishna, O Radha, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Radha, O Radha." It's in the vocative. The vocative manifests from humility. Can't chant the holy name without humility, or your ability to chant the holy name will be commensurate with your humility. You really have to understand I'm lacking and there's something I want. It's beyond my ability to pay for it, and I can only get it by begging. And by begging, I may attract the mercy of Guru and the Guru Parampara and the Vaishnavas and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So now he's in the mood of a devotee. All of Gauranga's pastimes, such as putting his toe in his mouth, are most enchanting. I don't remember offhand what pastime that was. Lord Vishrambar, the Lord of Vaikuntha, danced throughout Navadvip, which the Vedas will later reveal is not different from Swetadvip. Swetadvip means the spiritual world. He's dancing through it. It's just spontaneous. He's absorbed. And absorption takes you beyond time, and it can take you beyond space. When you become absorbed in chanting, you realize that time is a mental conception. Or our experience of time is a mental conception. And that when you are focused on the now, you're focused on the present. Time ceases to exist. It does. I chant more than 16 rounds. But sometimes I chant without beads. I chant at least 16 rounds with beads, but I chant without beads. Just laying down and just becoming absorbed. And if you become absorbed, then time flies. No one can count, same verse that happened before, but no one can count the wampas, the dungas, karatals, and conch shells which were vibrated. The best of Brahmins danced amidst the tumultuous vibration of Hari's name. So boom, boom, tick-tock, the madungas and the wampas and the karatals and Hari's names and the chanting and Lord Chaitanya's chanting. Jaya, 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 Nagara Kirtan, Jaya Vishrambar Nitya, Vimsa Paragita Chaitanya Charita, Jaya Chaitanyera Britya. Wait. Jai, 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 Nagar Kirtan, Jaya Vishrambar Nitya, Vimsapada Gita Chaitanya Charita Jaya Chaitanyera Britya. All glories to the Sankirtan procession. All glories to the dancing of Vishrambar. All glories to the 20 verses that describe the characteristics of Lord Chaitanya, all glories to the servants of Lord Chaitanya. So there were 20 verses which we just passed, which just described Lord Chaitanya. In whatever direction Lord Vishwambhar glanced, everyone floated in ecstatic love. I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, sing the glories of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. I was at that Rath Yatra. It's a famous picture of Prabhupada in a white sweater with a red rose garland. And he rode the Rath Yatra cart, and then it came right onto the stage. And then he got out and he started to dance and throw roses. And I guess we have another, maybe American English expression. When the audience is enthusiastic, we say, and the crowd went wild. And the crowd really went wild. In this way, the Lord of all joyfully performed kirtans in the towns of Navadvip. So he's just going all around Navadvip now. The uninterrupted sound of everyone chanting the names of Hari penetrated the universe and entered Vaikuntha. It's true. The holy name is not restricted in its power or effect to the amount of breath one has when he chants loudly. It's Krishna, and the holy name can go to the lotus feet of Krishna. I remember when I was in college, the Hare Krishna devotees came up to my university. Of course, this is the early 60s, where the Merry Pranksters also came, which is Ken Kesey and the Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test. So it was wild. When I went to college, it's wild. I think twice we closed down the school. We marched on Washington. It was a wild, wild, wild time. So in come the Hare Krishnas, and they come right in the student union. And they start chanting Hare Krishna. And I even remember the tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. And then they went higher, and it was like actually very beautifully done. And then the temple president of New York, who was extremely charismatic and powerful, you know, I remember Bob Campagnola, a person that I knew before, who later became Hari Kesh, you know, came with this group. And Babananda was preaching, and he went, when you chant the holy name, and then he went with his finger gracefully, it pierces the layers of the universe, you know, and reposes itself on the lotus feet of Krishna. And I remember that people were just blown away by the power of the devotees. So the holy name, that's the idea. It can penetrate the universe. You chant with Shuddha Nam, and the holy name will basically repose a flower at the lotus feet of Krishna. On hearing that vibration, Sri Gaurasundara, Lord of Vaikuntha, jumped high in ecstasy, because the sound is so powerful. The waves of the Lord's ecstasy could overcome a maddened lion. On seeing that manifestation, everyone's happiness increased. Of course, they love Lord Chaitanya, and this is ecstasy. He jumps high in ecstasy, and the people. Lord Gauranga first danced along the path on the bank of the Ganges in Nadia. So even now, I like sometimes when we go to Gudrumdweep, you take the boat and then you go on the back road. After first dancing for a long time in his own ghat, the Lord proceeded to Madhai ghat. Jagai Madhai Papi Chila Jagai Madhai Papi. There's a song that who can be more sinful than Jagai and Madhai? And somehow Lord Chaitanya delivered them by his power. This is historical, and they became devotees and they became humble. Because one essential characteristic of a devotee is regret. Regret of acting on the platform of false ego. And that regret burns the false ego. Because the false ego is superiority and regret is fallibility, mistakes. And it impels one to go forward in a better way. In a healthy way, though. In a humble way, not a guilty way. In a humble way, moving forward in one's spiritual life. So Madhai never forgot his mistakes, and therefore I think they built a ghat. A ghat is, you know, stone steps with a, I forgot he was washing people, something very so humbly serving the Vaishnavas. After passing by Barakona ghat and Nagariya ghat, he went through Ganga Nagara to Simulia. So this is quite a way. If you ever go to Navadweep or Mayapur, there's actually now a Mayapur parikram. It's really wonderful. You can go, not quite as long as a Vrindavan parikram, but you go on the bank of the Ganga and you go through, actually, you go right by the Jagannath temple. Now, not to forget the image, millions of torches burned in four directions. Millions of people chanted the name of Hari in four directions. And a scene looks so beautiful in the moon rays. And because of the light and the moon rays, people couldn't tell if it was day or night. That's how many torches there were. It's just lighting up at the space. But of course, light is always more powerful surrounded by darkness, just like a glowworm. A firefly at night, it looks spectacular, but the day, it doesn't. And that's from Brahma Vimohan Lila, but the message is, if you show your power to a superior force, your own power will become diminished. And again, at every doorstep, now in your smaran hat, your mental remembrance, there were auspicious items. Okay, so what were they? They were bananas, clay pots filled with water, mango twigs, and ghee lamps. The demigods showered champak and malika flowers from the sky. Now add this, well, the torches and the mridangas and Lord Chaitanya's dancing and his ecstasy and the kirtan parties, and then all the decorations on the houses, flowers are falling from the sky. The flowers showered on Navadweep appeared like the tongue of Mother Earth. Understanding the Lord's lotus feet were most tender, the goddess extended her tongue in the form of these flowers. So Lord Chaitanya is walking and the roads are decorated with flowers, so that the feet of Lord Chaitanya is just now he's touching flowers, and there's flowers on the ground. As soon as Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, entered a different neighborhood, everyone left their household duties and came running. So the kirtan is coming in to all the villages, all little villages, and now it's coming in, and the people in the house, they start running, leaving everything. And on seeing that moonlight face of Lord Chaitanya, who is the life and soul of the world, everyone fell to the ground to offer obeisances. It's a natural feeling when you meet opulence or superiority, because falling to the ground is the anubhav of dasya ras, or servitude. It means the actions that naturally follow a particular mood. Like if you have parental mood, obeisances doesn't follow, blessings follow. But this is the Lord, and it's so powerful, and it's so opulent, it's so superior, and it's so boom. Fall to the ground, which is not just a physical action, it's an emotional experience itself. The physical action inspires a feeling. One thing in India that you learn is, like with mudras, the hands, that the mind can follow the body very easily. That's why we circumambulate Govardhan Hill. Something else is in the center. It facilitates us not feeling the center. It facilitates us going around the consciousness of humility. The ladies forgot their husbands, children, homes, and wealth, and made auspicious sounds and chanted the name of Hari. Become overwhelmed in ecstasy. It's just, again, I was reading the Rasa dance, and then it's being spoken in this assembly of sages, and there are confidential devotees, but other sages are looking around. What's this with the dancing of other men's wives? But ultimately, our eternal relationship is with Krishna. Ultimately, it's with God. These other relationships are temporary, but can be connected to God. If we do our duty respectfully in those relationships, and higher than that, if we spiritualize those relationships, where the parents look at the child not just as their child, but as a devotee of Krishna. And the child looks at their parents as not just material parents, but gurus representative of Krishna. And the husband looks at his wife not as his, but as Krishna's. You can spiritualize it. But this is our eternal relationship. And you can't artificially transcend material duties. In fact, reading in the Bhagavatam, when Krishna came home from the forest and he's sitting on his mother's lap, and he takes out the cloth and he says, mommy, just look. I brought special fruits from the forest just for you, not for my friends, not for anybody else, just for you. And commentators say it just shows that we are responsible for our parents. But our ultimate relationship is with Krishna. That's also the message of Gita. Millions and millions of residents of Nadia all became intoxicated in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. Some danced, some sang, some chanted the name Hari, while someone forgot themselves and rolled on the ground. Some made noises like various musical instruments with their mouths, and some climbed on others' shoulders in ecstasy. Some grabbed others' feet and cried, and sometimes some others tied others' feet with their hair. Wow, I don't know what's going on. Someone has long hair and they tie it to some. Someone offered obeisances at the feet of others, and others embraced. So it's, they're overwhelmed with ecstasy, and this is happening. Obeisances. Someone said, I am Nimai Pandit. I have invented to deliver the world. I wonder who said that and why. I can't understand that. One of the things that's against devotional service is Angra Upasana, where you consider yourself God. So let's see, maybe there'll be a commentary. Someone said, I am a Vaishnav from Swaitadweep. Now that's good. Another person said, I am an associate of the Lord from Vaikuntha. Now that's nice. And someone said, where is the Kazi now? If I catch him, I'll smash his head. Some ran to catch the atheist. Catch him. There goes a sinful atheist running away. In their happiness, some people repeatedly climbed up a tree and jumped to the ground. So this is wild. Expressing their anger, some broke tree branches and some said, I am death personified for the atheist. Someone made loud, unnatural sounds and someone went to arrest Yamaraj and bring him there. Okay, for today, I'm going to finish there. I think we had a good session. If anybody would like to share a realization, a reflection, something they remember from the class.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hari Bo.
I love the point, and you've said it before, but I love the report of the role of regret is such a powerful instrument to propelling us forward, and that it's a sign of a Vaishnav to feel that regret, and I just, that always speaks so deeply to me, so I love that point. Thank you for saying it again.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, good. Anybody else like to share a reflection?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Bo.
Thank you very much for the nice class.
Thank you. Thank you. Good.
I love the points you said about the mind follows body.
That what? Say that. That what point?
Mind follows body.
Mind follows body. Yes. Pay your obeisances. Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Narmasaki here.
Oh, great to see you.
Hare Krishna. Okay,
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The point that you said, when we have hope, we need mercy, and to have mercy, we had to reflect on our unqualities.
Yeah.
I like that point.
It's great. Now, in terms of Radhastami, I can record something short. Is that what you mean, like last time?
Yes. Could it be a video?
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Okay.
If it's easy, I can do it. If not,
okay,
I don't know how. Okay, who else? Say hello. Anybody else say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Gail here.
Hi, Bo. Go ahead.
I also got my ears perked up when you were talking about regret, you know, and the fact that it should be done out of humility not out of guilt, but my ears perked up because I was wishing that you would elaborate on the the guilt part. What is not good about?
Because we all have our faults, and we can admit them, but it doesn't mean we're a condemned person, because we're serving Krishna. So we can look back and we can see, oh, I fell short this way, I fell short this way, I fell short this way. But we can also see that we also serve Krishna and we're devotees of Krishna. I'll write about that next week and I'll explain it. I think this next Monday morning greetings will be Radha Made Simple in 10 Easy Steps. The week after, I think I'll write about regret. And I'll mention it in there. I'll explain it more. Okay.
Okay, I'll look for it. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Sudama.
Hey, Haribo. Nice to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, welcome in
there.
Great to see you both. Okay, see you at the end of the week. Okay, Haribo.
Haribo.
Anybody else? Say hello.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Mukunda.
Hey, Mukunda. Thanks for coming on and joining us. Great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Advaita.
Hey, Haribo. Hi. Okay. I may call you in the afternoon or something, you know, about coming up this weekend. I'm really enthusiastic about it, but I just wanted to ask you something. Okay. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Vraja Devi.
Always nice to hear from you, Vraja Devi. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, it's Akiko.
Oh, Akiko. Haribo.
Haribo.
Good. Someone else? Okay, we'll end for today. Thank you all. Vanchakalpa to do this job.